All right, it is Monday morning at 7:40, and every week at this time, we highlight a Michigan-made product or a Michigan company or organization, and this one is right in our own backyard, and I think it's a bit of genius. And here to tell us about the product that they've developed right here in St. Clair County and how it has gained quite a bit of attention, the founders of DB Delivery Solutions, Mike Janis, along with Missy Nordrum. Folks, good morning, and thanks for being with us today.
Well, good morning, Paul. Thank you for having us this morning.
A lot of us have ideas from time to time. Somebody ought to invent one of these, but you actually went ahead and did it. What is DB Delivery Solutions?
Well, Paul, DB Delivery Solutions is exactly that. It's a solution to this this ongoing demand for deliveries into our homes. And a secure place to receive these deliveries as well. And, for the longest time, we've accepted the fact that the deliveries they get deposited on our porch, and hopefully, at the end of the day, when you come home, your delivery is there. Or it hasn't been rained on or snowed on or what have you. So it secures the delivery into your home through this, through our receptor. The deliveries come in from the outside, and they are retrieved from the inside, which is the unique thing about it. It's the first through-the-wall delivery box, and it can be retrofitted into any home, and it can easily be built into any new construction home.
You know what this reminded me of? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, Mike. When I'm looking at this, I'm looking at pictures of it right now. This reminds me of something that I've never used. None of us have ever used in our home, but if you have an older home, you might have a little door on the side, and that's the coal chute or the milk delivery door.
Yes.
Was that the inspiration for this?
Well, very similar concept, right? In fact, that was one of the patents that we came across as we were doing a patent search for this. And that particular one did actually come up, but that was a bit dated, and this is kind of a new and improved and high-tech version of that same thing. It's got an electronic keypad, which allows you to monitor, and it sends alerts to your iPhone, letting you know there's activity at the box. And we've actually got an optional camera that goes with it too, so you could easily switch over and actually witness the delivery being made or see who is there. And if there's somebody that is not supposed to be there and is at your box, you could easily, dial over 911 and possibly, catch somebody trying to, steal your packages.
So how does the FedEx or UPS driver or the DoorDash or Shipt shopper know what the code is?
Yeah, and that's a very simple process as well, Paul. So every delivery company, they've got a website, and you can go on their website, and it's you look for the category of special instructions, and in those special instructions, you tell them you've got a delivery box, and tell them the location of it, northeast corner of the garage, or home, and you provide your code, and that code gets transferred to their tablets, which every day their tablets, that's what they work off of every day. So it's not something you have to do every day. You do it; it's a one-time thing, and that's with all that's FedEx, UPS, Amazon, and then. For any other deliveries, such as your groceries or pizzas, you simply give them your code over the phone, and they will automatically put it in. I've got one installed in my home, and I've been using mine for the 2 years. I've got one of the original prototypes we made, and I don't have to tell them anything anymore. I get all my pizzas delivered there. I get some groceries delivered, and they just automatically put it in. They've got the code on file, and unless I change that code, they've got access to it all the time.
Yeah, I should point out, as you just did, that you came up with this idea in 2019, so well before the pandemic. But my goodness, the events of the last year must have been such that you looked at this and said, this is really going to be in demand, because I think now more than ever, we're having things delivered to our home rather than go get them ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The industry, the delivery industry, has just exploded, and it's going faster and faster every day. There was a time, and I believe this is where the doorbell camera comes in. I mean, they were all looking for a way to secure your packages. They wanted to maybe possibly put a special lock set on your door to allow your delivery driver to bring it into your home or into your garage, and nobody really wants that type of invasion in their house, even though it's a delivery guy. They still don't know. They don't want them in their space. So what this does, it allows them space without giving them direct access into your home. So when you get home at the end of the day, your packages or groceries or whatever you have ordered is locked and secured inside your home. That really gives peace of mind. And you don't have to worry about getting home and retrieving that expensive package off of your porch if it's still there.
Great idea developed by DB Delivery Solutions right here in St. Clair County. So, Mike, you come up with this idea a couple years ago. Yeah. How do you get it to the next level? How do you get it mass-produced and manufactured? What were some of the first steps that you took to further this endeavor?
Yes, Paul, that has been the challenge too. And I would like to probably say that everything is manufactured right here in our great state of Michigan, local here. And it took a while to get to that, because it's a new concept and it was hard to get people to wrap their head around it at first. But we got lucky with that, and we've got a couple of great manufacturers that we work with. Right here in the area, and at this point we were really gearing up for trade shows at the very beginning, and then the pandemic hit and things kind of shut down at that point. So we had to kind of regroup and shift gears, and we're doing a lot of social media stuff now, and just word of mouth basically. But we're really targeting new home builds and local builders in the area. We think this is a great feature to add to the home as they're building homes for the future, right? This is exactly what we need, because these deliveries, it's just every day is getting, it's larger and larger and more demand.
You started this business in a business incubator, right?
That is correct, yes. And they have been very helpful for us, and they have given us great leads and provided us with some options for manufacturers in the area, and we're very grateful for EDS and what they've done for us through the incubator.
And also, and I know voting is closed, but you were one of the finalists in the Coolest Things Made in Michigan competition that the Michigan manufacturers put on every year. When do you expect to hear about that voting?
Yeah, that was quite amazing to be even nominated for that, and to make it up to the top 10. We were very, very honored. I don't really know. I'm about to find that out today.
Okay.
When we will be notified, but I believe on November 4th it will be publicly announced who the actual winner is. So, and I believe that will be us.
Well, we sure hope so. It'd be nice to have somebody from the area win this, and it would be great for you folks. Missy, anything that you want to add about this really interesting product and how you're growing the company?
It's been a really exciting journey as we've gone through the whole patent process. We're still patent pending. We've been looking at funding options. The EDA was very helpful when we were part of the incubator program helping us get funding at critical points when we were prototyping and starting our manufacturing. Just the support of the local community has been really notable. And as this Coolest Thing Made in Michigan competition, to have people reach out to us and let us know how much they're supporting what we're doing, it's been incredible.
The receptor, the first of its kind through-the-wall delivery bin to provide a safe, secure receptacle for all kinds of deliveries. Do you have a website or a place where people can place their orders? And is this something that is available right now if somebody wants to have one of these installed in their home?
Absolutely. Our website is www.dbdeliverysolutions.com. And there's a place there to contact us in whatever way is most convenient for people, either phone or text or email. And yes, we definitely have product available for either retrofitting them or for putting them in somebody who's in the process of either designing or actually building a new home. And also, we have put some in businesses as well, in commercial settings. So there might be somebody listening, Paul, who might have a business and be thinking, well, this would be great in my office space or my industrial space. And we have units that are good for that as well.
It's a fantastic idea, and one that we're glad to be able to highlight because it is made in Michigan, right here in our backyard. Mike, Missy, thank you so much for telling us about it. We wish you all the best. We can't wait to hear how you do in the Coolest Things Made in Michigan contest.
Thank you, Paul. We'll definitely let you know.
All right. Thanks to both of you. Take care.
Thank you, Paul.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.